Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. We're moving on in our study to analyze the dialogue which is taking place in North Carolina University between the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, that is Pastor J.D. Greer, and Imam Omar Sliman, who is speaking here on the behalf of the MSA, that is the Muslim Students Association, a Muslim jihadi organization. Sadly, as we have seen so far, neither Pastor J.D. Greer nor the moderator, Pastor Kevin Singer, have a clue whom they are talking with. These things just, this is a simple dialogue, a wonderful meeting with that good man, as stated by Pastor J.D. Greer, and that is Imam Omar Sliman. So now, let us continue with our study to look at the following question, as stated by the moderator, Pastor Kevin Singer. Without further ado, here he is with the following question.
I want to talk just really briefly about religious freedom. I know that's an issue a lot of people are thinking about right now. JD, do you perceive that...
Obviously, if you are watching the video, you will see that there was interruption here. And that interruption because there was some problem with the sound system. At the same time, some people were complaining that they're getting drowsy and they're getting tired and they're getting sleepy because he cannot hear those, obviously, the one who's sitting in the back of the room. Don't forget, the room was filled with people. Well, they brought new mics and they fixed that situation. But in the same time, Pastor J.D. Greer made the following statement.
Hey, we do teach at the Summit Church that drowsiness whenever in things of God are being taught is a sign of demon possession. So if the person next to you looks drowsy, if you reach over and just demons out, whatever your theology, the spirit of slumber will depart from that person.
A lot of possessed people in here right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. Pastor J.D. Greer is still in the audience, and Imam Omar Sliman is in agreement with him. If you are drowsy, that is a sign of being demon-possessed. Really? So he's still, whatever your theology is, whatever you believe about demon possession, cast the demon out of the people who are sitting next to you if they are drowsy. Excuse me, what? Do you know what Muslims believe about demons? Of course not. Imam Omar Sliman is not going to get into the differences, and he made the statement, yep, there's a lot of people here are demon-possessed, and everybody laughed, No, it's not, because in Islam, demons are like humans. Some of them are Muslims, some of them are Christians, some of them are Jews, and some of them are polytheists, some of them are good demons, and some of them are bad demons. Even Muhammad, a good demon. Can you imagine when there is a huge difference between the theology of Christianity concerning demons and the Allahology of Islam concerning demons? And here we go, because we have a dialogue. We can get along and we can laugh, as there is nothing wrong about what Pastor J.D. Greer said. Wouldn't you love to have a real debate about the difference between what Muslims believe and what Christians believe about demons? It would be more excited, trust me. I would love to have that debate with Imam Omar Sliman, and I will show you the differences between dialogues and debates. Because the demons of the Bible are evil spirits, but in Islam, they are other creatures like human. They call them jinn. And what is jinn? It's the creatures whom Allah made a good 2,000 years before he created Adam and his wife. Do we Christians believe in that? Of course not. But that is the difference between the Allahology and the theology concerning demons. There is no good demons and bad demons. All demons are evil spirits. These are the angels who followed Satan when he fell from heaven. Muslims do not have the power to cast demons out of people. Only Christians, like my own mother, who is now in heaven. She used to pray over the Muslims' demon-possessed people, and she used to cast demons out of them in the name and in the power of the blood and the cross of Jesus Christ. Do you now see the difference between what Muslims believe and what we Christians believe? But here we go. It is dialogue. It's time to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. It's time to laugh. So, hey, we got a good moment of refreshing while they're fixing the mics, and we're laughing, and the conversation will go on. Don't you love that? Yes, indeed. Pastor Kevin said,
I don't think this is a typical Veritas for him.
A typical Veritas form? A typical truce form? No, my friend. When you sit and you talk with Muslims, it is nothing but lies. And it is nothing but compromising. Lies from the Muslim speakers and compromising of the Christian speakers. That's why, as we said, there is no connection whatsoever between the darkness of Islam and the lights of Christianity, between the falsehood of Islam and the truth of Christianity. That's why you will never have a truthful dialogue with the Muslims, because if you will have one, trust me, it will change from dialogue to debate, because then you will hear the truth. But in any way, let's move on. We got new mics. The sound was going to be better from now on. And here is, once again, the question of Pastor Kevin Singer.
I think this is kind of a lightning round, but I have to ask, are Christian values, conservative Christian values, under attack in America? Is that something you're hopeful or less hopeful about right now? Same thing to you, Muslim values, Muslim beliefs. Do you sense that the freedom to practice, to express those religious values and beliefs is under attack? What do you think about that?
Yes, indeed, my friends. We're going to be talking in this broadcast and in the following ones until we finish our analysis to the answer of these two gentlemen about freedom of religion. We mentioned earlier in our study, and I told you then that we're going to come back to address this subject in depth, and that is the right time. The question was given here by Pastor Kevin to both of Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Sleeman is religious freedom. Pastor Kevin is telling us that religious freedom is an issue a lot of people are thinking about right now. Then he looked at Pastor J.D. and said to him, do you perceive that conservative Christian values are under attack in America? Is that something you are hopeful or less hopeful about right now? Now let us hear the answer of Pastor J.D. Greer, who said...
Were you asking me first?
Yeah, I
don't think there's really any way to deny that on some level, because the predominant religion in the United States right now that is enthroned in our universities and in the media and in Hollywood and the New York Times is secularism. And that's every bit of religion as anything else, because it's a worldview with a set of values and a set of right and wrong and a set of even its own forms of secular salvation. And anything that teaches contrary to that is considered to be, you know, is considered to be outside. And so I think recognizing that.
When we heard the question from Pastor Kevin Singer, I realized that he's once again putting Islam and Christianity on the same level, acknowledging that Muslims and Christians are facing the same problem. We are persecuted in this great country of America, and we do not have freedom religion, as if Islam itself have any freedom of religion. We're going to get to that later when we analyze the answer of Imam Omar Sleeman to the same question. But now Pastor J.D. Greer is telling us that we have a problem in America. What is this problem? The problem we have in the United States is that secularism is on the throne of our university, in our media, in Hollywood, in New York Times, and on in every other place where there is influence on the future of the Americans, especially the younger generation. Well, I have a problem with that statement. It's not accurate, because I can add to secularism, Islam also is enthroned over our universities, our media, our Hollywood, and New York Times, and any and every other source of liberal media. Yes, indeed. Since September 11th until today, the Muslims are enthroned to a better position in America than any of the other people in this country had in the past. I mean, before September 11th, the American people would not talk about Islam. Now, after September 11th, all these places, if it is colleges or schools or Hollywood, they all talk about Islam in a positive way. Even this dialogue itself is created by the Muslims, and the Christians were sucked into it without realizing that that creates a positive figures for Islam and the Muslims. As we already talked about that, and I repeat again, in the end of this dialogue, 70-some percent of the audience who were Christians left that meeting with a positive feeling, positive attitude about Islam and the Muslims. So you think if the Christians are leaving a dialogue between the Christian and the Muslim with a positive attitude about Islam and the Muslims, don't you see the liberal media will paint Islam in that beautiful pictures which Muslims like to paint?
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
This is a reality, my friends. While we are removing the Ten Commandments out of our public schools, guess what we're doing? We're teaching the pillars of Islam. We're not talking anymore about the history of the church or the history of the Christians in our public schools, but we're teaching propaganda history of Islam. While we no longer talk about Jesus, but we are talking about Muhammad. You can listen to my study, Lies in the Textbooks, which is available on our website. Just go to the archive, and we got, 60-some radio broadcasts there to prove this point to you. Muslims are benefiting from September 11 by presenting Islam in a very positive way, not only to the college students, but even to our high school kids who believe anything you teach them. So I'm sorry, J.D. Greer, you're wrong, sir. Secularism and Islam is the right answer. But he's not going to say that. As a matter of fact, as we continue to hear his answer, he will tell us that Muslims are more persecuted, are treated more unjustly here in America than Christians. Wait, you're going to hear it yourself. I understand that secularism is a religion. Atheism is a religion. That's a fact. And from this dialogue, Pastor J.D. Greer have changed Islam from a political movement with a savage ideology to another religion. So thank you so much, Pastor J.D. Greer, because you painted Islam in the right picture as how Imam Omar Sleiman would love you to do. You did him and Allah and Muhammad a great favor. Pastor J.D. Greer is telling us that secularism has its own sets of values concerning what is right and what is wrong, and they have their own form of secular salvation. And anything that teaches contrary to that is considered to be outside. And so he thinks that recognizing that, well, so it is Islam. Everything you're going to say about secularism fit perfectly with Islam. And by the way, both of the values, the right and the wrong of Islam and the secular movement goes against the values and the right and the wrong of our Christian beliefs. But that's not what you're going to hear from Pastor J.D. Greer or any person who would sit and have dialogue with the Muslims. Well, let's move on with the next statement of Pastor J.D. Greer.
Now, I do want to say this, and I'm not trying to just be, you know, politically correct. I do understand that for an American Christian, particularly a white Christian, that there is still, you know, a heritage and a place of privilege that I would have in this culture. And so I wouldn't try to just equate and say, oh, everything that you experienced, we got it way worse or anything like that, or even on the same level. Because I think, you know, as I talk to Omar and others, I mean, there are some things that they deal with that are assumptions and stereotypes that are unfair and that I would never want one of my own children to be subjected to.
And here I must shout Allahu Akbar. Like any Muslim believer, when they hear somebody talk like that, they must shout Allahu Akbar. I wonder if Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, and all these wacko Antifa and other jihadi organizations of America can have access to that small, tiny speech of Pastor J.D. Greer. Because that's exactly what they believe. White supremacist. White privilege. White this. White that. What in the world are you doing, preacher? Are you out of your mind? Does he really need this talking point from you? Why even talk about that? Yes, indeed, my friends. You see, we have heritage and places of privilege that Muslims do not have in America. We cannot say that we, the white Christian in America, are treated the same like other people in America. Trust me, Imam Omar is going to use this. You see, Pastor J.D. Greer is giving very powerful pointers for Imam Omar to use. We're going to talk about color again when Imam Omar shares his heart concerning white privileges. Because that's exactly what Muslims want us to say. What does this have to do with Christianity? What does this have to do with the freedom of religion? What does this have to do with what the Christian is going through in America today? Christians have been persecuted in planet Earth, and because the church did nothing about it here in America, we're harvesting that in our own churches, in our own homes, in our own cities here in America. And the worst is yet to come. Trust me, you have not seen the persecution yet. Pastor J.D. Greer does not want to be politically correct. Wait a minute. You have been politically correct for the last 25 minutes of talking with Imam Omar Sleiman. What difference does it make? Why are you going to say something different here? Oh, he's not going to be politically correct because he understands that for an American Christian, particularly a white Christian, that there is still heritage and a place of privilege that he would have in this culture. And also, he wouldn't try to just quote and say, oh, everything that you experience, we have it way worse, or anything like that. Wow. First of all, there are two problems here. The first problem is Imam Omar Sleiman enjoying to see that Pastor J.D. Greer is telling the whole world that Muslims in America are persecuted. Second problem we have here is Pastor J.D. Greer is lying by telling us that Muslims are persecuted in America much worse than Christians, especially the white folks, the white Christians with the white privileges. That is nothing but sickening. If you do not think that is sick, then I'm sorry to tell you, you have a liberal mind. You have a liberal heart. You ought to join the Black Lives Matter and the rest of these wacko groups who are destroying America. Because there is no difference, in my opinion here, between Pastor J.D. Greer and the Black Lives Matter when you talk about white privilege. No, Christianity have nothing to do with color. We do not have white privilege in the church in America, unless you are in a liberal church who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. True Christians do not enjoy special privileges because they are white, because Christian Americans are persecuted. If you are white or black, orange or red, why we put color on it, I have no idea. Why Pastor J.D. Greer is playing the guilt trip caused by history in America. But that is nonsense whatsoever. Pastor J.D. ended this paragraph by telling us, because I think as I talk to Omar and others, there are some things that they deal with that are assumption and stereotype that are unfair and that I would never want one of my own children to be subjugated to. Wow. Stereotypes? Assumptions? What do you know about Islam, Pastor J.D. Greer? What do you know about the MSA, the Muslim Student Association, which Imam Omar Suleiman is speaking on their behalf? What do you know about Imam Omar Suleiman besides he is a good person, as your friend in Texas told you, as we covered previously in our study? You know nothing, sir. And I believe you are creating a problem simply because you talk like naive or simply because you are misled, not only to the Christian in your audience, but even to the Muslims who are sitting there to listen to you. I think they were in awe and they were very glad to hear the president of the Southern Baptist Convention speaking like that about the Muslims in America. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we are persecuted in America, but the white Christians are not that persecuted because the Muslims in America do not enjoy their freedom of religion and because they are treated even worse than the Christians. I'm sorry to tell you, my dear friends, that here is the truth. Muslims in America are not persecuted. Muslims in America are using our freedom of religion as a weapon against us. And that day will come when they take over America, we will lose for sure our freedom of religion. Because when Muslims will have the upper hand in America, you will kiss Christianity and the church goodbye. Before you talk about Muslims and Islam, please study Islam, know Islam. Before you appease and please the Muslims of America, learn about Islam. Because of your lack of knowledge, you destroy America. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.